Delaware prosecutors are weighing whether to retry former state auditor Kathy McGinnis after the state Supreme Court reversed one of her two misdemeanor corruption convictions. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the split decision.
The High Court upheld the former auditor's 2022 conviction for conflict of interest. That charge centered on hiring her teenage daughter to a part-time job that continued remotely after she went to college in South Carolina. But the court decided McGinnis' conviction for official misconduct was tainted because the trial judge let jurors hear evidence that unfairly prejudiced them against her. Matt Marshall of Attorney General Kathy Jennings' office says she is weighing whether to retry McGinnis on the official misconduct count.
We just want to be thoughtful about our actions here and not just do what's reflexively the sort of first impulse. We'll talk through it as a leadership team and we'll go from there.
Jennings issued a written statement in which she said her office was vindicated by the court's ruling that McGinnis received a, quote, fair trial. McGinnis was put on probation for a year and paid a $10,000 fine. She would not comment about the court ruling, but her lawyer, Steve Wood, said she had been hoping for a complete exoneration.
Obviously, we are disappointed with the result, but we respect it. And in particular, we are grateful that we had an opportunity to make full argument before the Delaware Supreme Court.
McGinnis was the first sitting statewide elected official charged and convicted of crimes in office. She had sought re-election but was trounced in the 2022 Democratic primary. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.